everybody coming on at once? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello, I'm Suzanne.
What?
This is Suzanne Smith from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, hi, dear. It's fun to hear a whole chorus of voices that I recognize them at the same time.
Yes.
Who else is here?
Omkar.
Hi, Omkar.
Hi, Satnam.
Satnam. Who else?
Ranjit.
Ranjit?
Margo.
Hello.
Guru Atma.
Guru Atma. Welcome.
Hargobind.
Hi, Hargobind.
Hi.
Hi. And who else is here?
Sadhana.
Sadhana, here she is.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who?
Saibakar.
Saibakar. Hi. Welcome, dear.
Thanks.
Yeah. And who else?
Ruby.
Hi, dear. So we have the family here today.
Oh, good. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And who else?
Kehakar.
Hi, Kehar.
Hi.
Amritar.
Amrit. Hi there, Amrit.
Hi.
Sadhanam.
Hi, Sadhanam.
Hi.
Okay. So welcome to everybody. Welcome. We're going to go ahead and tune in right now. Okay, so please sit up straight. Palms together at the center of the chest. Eyes at the third eye point. That is eyes closed, looking out through the third eye. And begin long, deep breathing from your belly. Very slow, very deep. And if you have a puppy in the background, please press star 6. Good. And now, inhale, please. and now connect as a group, whether you're on the recording or whether you are live. And now please send it out to the whole world, and specifically, Baba Sirichan says, please send it out so that everyone of every religion can love God and practice their own ways without impediment, specifically talking about the argument against the Muslim community right now. Send out heart breath. To allow people's minds and their hearts to open to the one God, the God that is one. He says, kindly remember how much power comes with that breath. He says that it's a breath that cycles through your God essence and then moves out to all the creatures who are also connected, but it helps to reform that connection. Keep up. Yeah, good. Okay. So welcome, everyone. It is so good to have you. Okay, so now during this phone call, if you're going to have background noise, or if the call begins, you know, it gets kind of wonky with echoes and things, you can press *6 to mute yourself. But then it's really important when it's time to talk. We want you to participate. You press *6 again to unmute yourself. Okay? Okay, so who's here? It says Baba Sirichand. Yes, but... There seems to be a whole group with him, and it feels like a little bit of sadness. I've never felt this before. He says, that's because you never delve into our sad world. I said, what do you mean? He says, the sadness comes... He said it's similar to what humans experience, but it's not quite the same. He says the sadness comes when human consciousness cannot grasp who they are at very critical times. He says normally, you know, if we act in unconscious ways, nothing really big is happening, he says, well, we just regard that as children, whatever. That's fine. He says, we're still not judging. He says, but this is a time there is a crucial, he calls it a crucial time limit. And so I'm saying, well, what do you mean time limit? He says, we're passing over to a new era. Mm-hmm. We're passing over to a new era, and he knows that everyone here is doing their best, and he's fully congratulating everyone to be on this path of wholeness, of kindness. He calls it of goodness, which is godness. In other words, resting and becoming who you are, realizing that more and more. He says, the sadness comes from those who resist or fight or will not participate in the carrying over. Now, he knows he said over and over again that to fight anybody like that, who is in that mindset, just brings everybody down. So he's not suggesting that. What he's asking is that we continue to open our hearts to those who would resist. He says, you have no idea how powerful you are, how very powerful you are. And he says, he's asking you to do this because he says, I know you can be neutral and just turn off and say, oh, okay, that's their karma, those poor people. He says, but they have such a love for everyone, no matter what their mindset is. Such an extraordinary love, a deep kindness, that it is, in earth terms, we would call it distressing, but in their terms, it is a, how can I, I'm asking him to explain it so I can explain it. He says it's opening a rift in humanity. He says you don't quite see it now. He's not asking you to hang on as though you were attached. He's not asking you to do that. And he's not asking you to take on responsibility for the people who, for the consciousnesses that, refuse to come along. He's not asking you to be responsible for them. But he is asking us all to be, well, as a proverbial light beacons, he says to totally hold your center, to totally ground down into Mother Earth, to be at one with Mother. Good. And then feel that beautiful energy coming back up again. Feeling that delicious energy in your heart and spreading it to all. He says there are problems abroad. He says, but as people in their sensitivity, as they feel this divine, pure, magnetizing energy, then there's more of a chance that they may come along. He says you can't imagine what heart grief would be caused by people separating out. Even though you don't agree with them, it's a very, it will be difficult on, it would have a ripping effect on the consciousness of all of humanity. And so he's asking you to please stay very centered, very in your oneness. He's asking you to be neutral, but not to the point of, not in the way of saying, well, I don't care, or that's their karma, or who do they think they are. He's not asking you to do that. He's just not asking you to emotionally go over the edge with them, but to stay so totally centered and grounded that that your magnetism, that your light acts as the most kind and compassionate vehicle, and let it flow through you. And in doing this, you also ground yourself in this awareness of who you are and what flows through you. He says, you, in this human world, you have issues of what's important, what's not important, what's of value, what's not of value. He says, what is not of value in your world? There is nothing that is not of value in your world. Nothing. He says, like your teacher Yogi Bhajan says, if you can't see God in all, you can't see God at all. Consequently, is there anything that does not have value? Everything, everyone, every consciousness has God value. That means this, the God is, of course, not this outside being making judgments, but it is the flow of intrinsic creative energy that flows through all. He said some people might refer to it as a collective unconscious. He said some might refer to it as the God of each person. He says, but you have to understand that the quality of oneness refers to the quality of individuality. At the same time, it refers to the quality of all is of one cloth. It is all of the same. So he says, how could we not have compassion for our brothers and sisters, no matter what their moral focal point is? Breathe. He says, for instance, now here's a challenge. He says, for instance, could you watch the 700 Club, turn the volume down, and just do heart breath? He's not exactly telling you to do that, but he's saying, can you do that in the most neutral way, in the most kind way, in the most uplifting way? Please breathe. He says, can you do this with the Muslim nations? Understanding that everybody has their own trials. Everybody has inherited a certain set of values and outlooks. Everybody has their own challenges and their own worries and their own ways to solve them, including you. He says, so breathe. Do your heart breath. And let this really full, focused, open-hearted, beautiful presence be who you are. Let it expand. Let it be extraordinary. Understand the blessing of who you are. Understand the greatness of who you are. Both individually and as you unite with others of like focus, of course, but especially when you unite this pure energy with others of focus, that to you, he uses these words, the focus of, he calls them the damned or damning. He says, when you damn, you become what you focus. Okay, so if people are damning others, they pull that on themselves. So, in great forgiveness, and in great neutrality, allow your heart breath, allow your consciousness to move through those walls. It's more than not accepting them. It is a powerful consciousness that is pure, that it is grounded, it is strong, but it is totally supple. It is totally, you might call, liquid, and dissolves the barriers. He says, I'm calling on you because you are warriors of consciousness. And he said, this is how you become that warrior. You don't, when these difficult things come in, you don't fly around, fall back, feel hurt, feel preyed upon. He says, no. He says, you open, you ground, and you move this very precious energy out to all who would receive it. He says every saint in history has done this. He says, just think of Jesus on the cross. Father, forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Guru Arjan, on the hot plate, they were actually cooking him alive. He said, look around, my friend. He said, everything is God. In other words, he knew himself to be God, so he knew that it was Arjan who was on the hot plate, Arjan who put him on the hot plate. Arjan was the fire. In other words, it is the God of all of us that creates the creation no matter what. So he says, how is it possible to fight it? No, you flow it. You flow it. And that is your gift. That is your gift. Now, again, he says he must clarify. This does not mean that you do not draw boundaries. Okay, you draw sacred boundaries. Because there are times when it is important, it is always important to not be the victim. So there are different ways that you do that, different ways that you flow. You might use your voice, you might use your pen, he says, in other words, write it out. And of course, always use your energy, the kindest, strongest, beautiful heart energy, which is not a weakling thing. It is not an oppressive thing, and it's not a controlling thing. He says, it is a flowing thing. He says, your purity of heart is so gracious, so beautiful. He would love you to live in it all the time. He says that any problems that you have, say at work or at home, with your associates, with your family, with the storekeepers, it doesn't matter. He says, we're all in this together. We are all of the same God, all of the same goodness. So it is important that we stay in that consciousness. He says that we approve of that consciousness, that we actually enjoy that consciousness. He said, so many problems, are results of feeling separated, of feeling lost, of feeling uncared for. He says he understands them on an earthly level. He says, but in fact, he says they are all illusions. He says it is an illusion, albeit painful illusion, that we are separate. We crave the unity. We crave it. So please now feel the unity of all that is, as well as all that is not. He says, allow yourself to be unified so freely, so openly. Any separation that you feel, any hardness in your body, he says, use your precious breath that flows this energy to move any apparent separation so that you can realize, this oneness of who you are. This great gift of who you are. Opening, moving so beautifully. He says this movement is a secret behind the meaning of angel's wings. Movement but steady, flow. Let all of what you might feel as problems, as hurt, separation. Let it move out of your belly, out of your heart. And feel the love. It's absolute love is this union. Love and union, same. Know who you are. Good. This is your blessing. That is the blessing that you receive and the blessing that you give. All rolled into one. You are who you are. And he says, I and all of my beings with me. He says, we love you. We love you absolutely and deeply. And appreciate your being. Your being. And your being with us. So they're all they're all kind of gathered and sort of waving and saying, love you, love you, love you. It's kind of like a chorus. Love us, love us. And all turns to beautiful, delicious, divine light. Okay. And now, I'm going to give you a couple seconds here to breathe. And we would like to hear your questions and your comments. So, who has a question or a comment? Did anybody have feel anything that they would like to share in this oneness?
Is it Gian?
Yes, dear.
This is Gooda Ravi.
Yes.
Just wanted to share how I'm feeling, just completely filled with love and light and sweetness.
How wonderful.
And feel very empowered that we're being guided in this way to be able to send this love and healing out.
Yes. He says, you got it, girl. You got it. He says, yes, and we love flowing all in one. It's like one mass or one cloud or one river or one ocean. He says, that's it. And they say, they love your beauty. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Ian?
Yes.
Onkar.
Yes. Hi, Onkar.
Hi. I guess through the, you know, when you were speaking in Bodhisattva-chan, I kept seeing like a golden light. Just the warmth of that. And I guess like a confirmation in what we're already all doing, you know, and it just, it feels nice to, you know, to have that.
Wonderful. It helps a unity, doesn't it? Helps let go of separation, right?
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Omkar. Anybody else?
This is Guru Atma.
Yes, Guru Atma. Hi.
Hi. So is he referring to, I don't know, I'm getting like the energy of what it is, whatever it was that it took to create the human suffering, you know, the Holocaust, the other, like, humans hurting humans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where are we on that scale? Is that when he's talking about the rift and, like, the brainwashing or whatever happens to convince people of that, you know, that that is the right choice? And is that what we're working you know, with to heal that still, or I don't know. That's,
yes, I think that is involved with it. It has to do with things like, you know, in the news these days, there is a big backlash against all Muslims. You've heard of that, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They were going to burn the Quran or something.
Yeah. And they don't want the Muslims to have their place in the building in New York. And it is certain, basically, conservative groups that are fighting against any acceptance of Muslims. He says that's the main thing that brought it up. He says, but of course, on all sides, there is resistance. You know, I have my way, and it's my way or the highway, or I know best, or that sort of thing. And certainly the Holocaust was a huge example of that. But the only way that the Holocaust could have come about is because the populations were deeply entrenched in my way. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what he is asking is that we deeply understand from the very deepest cut level and from the most energetic level that we are all of the same substance. So how could we hate? How could we hurt? And to send this energy out, you know, across the airwaves, we'll call it, to anybody who would receive it and allow themselves to melt into this consciousness of, it's not, he's calling it a consciousness of love, but I'm not talking about the Hallmark card kind of love. You understand that. It's this, what we're going to call love is a deep experience of total acceptance, of being totally accepted and totally, totally cared for. Okay, like some people call it like an expression of mother's love, unconditional mother's love. Excuse me. So that is the flow of the consciousness that is happening in the world. And the ones who will not, cannot accept it, then that is where the rift is coming. And the change in consciousness is heightening the experience of this rift. So we may feel it in ourselves. So it is for us to heal that rift within ourselves of feeling, oh, I'm not accepted, I'm different, I am, who do they think they are, that kind of thing. Healing that within ourselves. And then allowing this energy to flow out in a way that those who have an inclination to receive it can receive it. Does that answer your question, Guru Atma?
Yes.
Good. Thank you very much, dear. Okay. One more?
You again?
Yes.
This is Rahmane.
Hi, dear.
Hi. I'm very touched that Baba Sri Chand shared sadness from the elevated perch.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it fits in with what we were speaking about yesterday in terms of emotional liberation. Well, for a long time I've been confused by this deep sadness that I felt because, you know, the teachings from our Semitic ancestors are that we're made in the image and likeness of the Creator. So if we have sadness, does that mean then that on in the realm of the ascended ones, that they also have sadness? And as we were speaking yesterday of the value of feelings, it allows me, it supports me in listening to the pain of all the people who are self-abused because this happened, you know, 20 generations ago or whatever it is, everyone has their reason for having this pain that has resulted in the shutdown, that has allowed the perception of separation. And if we allow for that sadness from a place of inclusivity and love, and then let those feelings be heard, then it feels to me as though it opens up for the space for the remembrance of sacred unity, which is at the basis of all the traditions anyway.
Very well put, dear. Very well put. Yes, I totally agree. Yes, it was a surprise to feel from him. But there it was. There it was. Oh, and I thank you for bringing this up. I'm going to use this opportunity to create a little invitation. As you know, what he was talking about is his course called Emotional Liberation that Guru Mayer is going to be teaching. I think September the 9th, which I believe is, what, tomorrow?
No, yes. It's coming Monday.
Hmm?
It's this coming Monday, isn't it?
No.
Nice.
I have a calendar here. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day to register for Guru Mayer's course. And I believe that this is really revolutionary understanding of the emotions and how to accept them and really understand them and value them and work with them. And just exactly what you were talking about. As we sit with them, we get the knowledge or the message. Or, I mean, he can explain it so much better. But anyway, if you go to, okay, here it comes, get a pencil, soulanswer.com/GMS. Those are his initials, Guru Mayer Singh, GMS.html. You can see all about that. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you all for partaking and participating. As though all of these extraordinary beings, it's like a beautiful circle. They've created a beautiful circle around us as, and giving us one, a oneness hug. Very beautiful. So thank you all for joining in, whether you were doing it live or whether you were doing it as a recording. God bless you all, and we will talk next Wednesday morning. Kahar, would you please lead us in the closing song?
Yes. Inhale.
May the Lord my Father shine upon me all around me, and of your life within you,
and feel that purity and that blessing and total unity of who you are and who we are. God bless you all. Talk to you next week. Satnam. Bye-bye.
Satnam.
Thank you.
Satnam.
Satnam.